Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. People who worked to pass the Rocky Mountain Front Heritage Act celebrated on a ranch outside of Shoto today.
Woo! Hey!
The Heritage Act was first introduced to Congress in 2011. It passed the U.S. Senate last Friday as part of a package of bills that were attached to a defense spending bill. Speaking to people celebrating on Dusty Crary's ranch Thursday, Senator Tester praised the hard work over many years before and since 2011 that it took to put the act together.
We were able to get lucky, and we did get lucky. I'll just tell you that right now. Things just kind of lined up. We were able to get a package of bills that I think is pretty damn impressive. And it all started with you guys.
One of those guys was Dusty Crary, a rancher and outfitter and a member of the Coalition to Protect the Rocky Mountain Front. His family's been on his ranch since 1922. He says that before the Heritage Act passed, a lot of public land along the front was protected in the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex, and a lot was protected in private land with conservation agreements.
And in between that was this zone of federal land that was not wilderness. It really didn't have any designation on it. And so we really felt that that was jeopardizing this big picture that this ecosystem makes up.
In Congress, conservative critics of the land package have characterized it as a land grab. Crary says that's not what the measure protecting the Rocky Mountain Front is about at all.
We didn't want to just say, well, let's see if we can get some wilderness and see if we can get as much as we can. And we really wanted to have a comprehensive plan on this. And we knew wilderness was not only unachievable on the whole front, but it wasn't really appropriate either.
The Heritage Act does add 67,000 acres of federally designated wilderness to the Bob Marshall Complex. But far more land, 208,000 acres, are protected in a new, unique conservation management area that allows traditional uses of the land like ranching, firewood harvesting, and some motorized travel. It also requires federal land managers to develop a new comprehensive weed management plan. I'm Eric Whitney.